I can see what you're all thinking. Please, you guys stay up there, and Mason, go back and sit back down. I'm with you. Church, will you pray the Lord's Prayer with me? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Okay, let's wrap up Matthew chapter 6. Today, Jesus says this: therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. And yet, your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they are? And which of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your lifespan? Why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who seek all these things, and indeed your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. Does it feel at all like Jesus has given us yet one more chore? One more thou shalt not, that we're going to end up feeling guilty because we're not keeping up with it? Don't be angry. Okay, yeah, sure. Do not lust. Do not hold grudges. And don't worry. And while you're at it, here in July in Central Texas, stop sweating, too. Sure, Jesus. We'll get right on that. Is that how we should hear this particular thou shalt not? Or instead, should we hear it in the voice of someone who is being gentle and reassuring. Very same way a mom or a dad would say to their little one, "It's okay. I've got you. There's nothing to worry about. There's nothing worth being afraid of." I think that's how we should be hearing Jesus now and throughout the whole Sermon on the Mount. There's nothing worth being angry about because God's got you and you're okay. There's nothing extra worth desiring because God's got you and you're okay, I promise. There is no grudge worth holding because God's got you, I promise. There's nothing worth worrying about, I promise. The voice of Jesus here in Matthew 6 and in the Sermon on the Mount should not sound to us like a condemning preacher, but it should sound a lot more like the voice of God in Isaiah 49 saying, just as a mom doesn't know how to not take care of her baby, trust me when I tell you, church, I, as your God, I would not know how to not take care of you. You are that wonderful and valuable and beautiful to me, church. You ever think that maybe this just might be the most controversial thing Jesus ever said? The thing we're ready to dismiss the quickest. Don't worry. Don't worry. Stop your worrying. Stop feeling anxious about something every day. You don't need to. I promise. You are so valuable to God. All this stuff you worry about, He's not going to let it get you. Just like you, I know I need to hear this. I need to really lean in and make sure I catch every word Jesus is saying right now. Because I do worry. Here's a short list. I worry about what's going to happen to all of us if the price of groceries and housing doesn't stop skyrocketing. I'm starting to get a little worried that AI is going to do weird things to our world. And the only people to really benefit from it are going to be a few rich people. I worry about whether or not I'm up to the task of really raising miles in a world that just in my lifetime I'm already not really recognizing anymore. I bet we could go around the room and be here all day, couldn't we? Don't worry. God would not know how to not take care of you. At the same time we receive this gentle and loving reassurance from Him, we also receive a gentle rebuke. It says it's the Gentiles. In other words, it's the idol worshipers. It is that secular world all around you that thinks this way, that is constantly searching, constantly chasing and chasing and chasing after whatever thing it is I think is going to give me that next little bit of security so I can feel a little bit safer. That is an idolatrous way to live in the world. That's all the idol worshipers know how to do. Search and search and search in the hopes that I can find something to make me more secure. Because I just don't believe that I am yet. It's the Gentiles who think in this way, who search and search. All the while, your Father has already made you secure. Your Heavenly Father already knows your every need. Do not worry and do not look for more security. You've already got it. I promise. So here's what I want to do, church. I just want to read these words from Jesus again. And as we do, I invite you to close your eyes. Get into whatever prayer posture works for you. And with closed eyes, I want you to take yourself away from this place. I want you outside right now. Sitting in the grass. I want you to take your hand and reach out and feel the grass. And then let's all look up together into the sky. See what kind of birds are flying around overhead. Sparrows, some cardinals, doves, whatever else you might see up there. Keep touching the grass with your hand. Keep looking up at those birds. And let's listen one more time to this gentle and reassuring voice. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink. Don't worry about your body and what you're going to wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. And yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they are? And which of you by worrying can add a single hour to your lifespan? Why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field. How they grow. They neither toil nor spin, and yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow was thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? You of little faith. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat? Or what will we drink? Or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who seek all these things, and indeed your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. Father God, we thank you for how much you love us. Please continue to pour that love into our hearts. Bless us to trust you. This is our prayer in the name of your precious Son, Jesus. Amen. One of the reasons that Jesus feels so confident to tell you and me, don't worry, and the reason he feels that that is a perfectly reasonable thing to ask of us, is because he knows what God is capable of doing in our hearts. And because he believes in the church. And he is not placing this particular thou shalt not on any one of us like a burdensome commandment that I have to figure out on my own how to find the spiritual strength to pull off. He is happy to say, do not worry, because he assumes the person next to you in the pew is going to help you do that. But whatever your needs are, there are people in this room ready to shoulder it with you, so that however challenging it may be, it is no longer a cause for worry and fear. In church, when you were baptized, you were baptized into the baptized community. The community that comes up the mountain with Jesus and says, okay, Jesus, we're going to take you seriously when you say don't worry, and we're going to lean on each other, and we're going to hold each other up so that we can all together take you seriously when you say do not worry. Church, you were baptized into each other. That's why Paul says this in 1 Corinthians. Just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, even though they are many, they are one body, so it is with Christ. And in one spirit, we were baptized into one body, and we were all made to drink of one spirit. You were baptized into Christ. And you were baptized into the other people in this room. Did you know that? If you're here today, you haven't been baptized yet, we would love for you to come forward and be baptized into Christ and into this family, so that when life deals you a blow, here we are to shoulder it with you. Come forward to be baptized. If there's anything you need from this church, any prayers you need, please come forward while we stand and sing.